out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab diving live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the crapola out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. A whole fuck ton to talk about, swear about, cuss about, laugh about.
A fuck ton.
Drink to, smoke to.
A crapola.
Etc. Join us on social medias and everything live anytime, actually.
Yes.
We have a warm bosom for you.
Ooh, yes.
Some moves, I guess.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what? By the way, what was that guy charged with? Pervdom or something? Being a perv? You showed me a picture of some guy in some news story that was charged with some sort of, I don't know, being a pervy stalker or something. It was just a funny term. I'd never heard it before.
Oh, it's the BBC.
Hello.
Did a story about Trump. And they called him, let me see now. Hold on one second.
Oh, this is about Trump? Is this a fancy term British people have for like being a creep?
Sex pest? Is that the one we're talking about?
I never heard sex
pest. Oh, that must be a different one. The BBC prepares for Trump's big UK trip by asking if he's a sex pest.
What the fuck does that mean?
Just days before his visit to England. This is from thecut.com.
Oh, yes.
The BBC figured it was a good time to revisit a worthwhile question. Donald Trump, the sex scandal-plagued world leader who has been accused of sexual misconduct.
Yes.
By numerous women and who once bragged about grabbing women by the pussy. Could he be a sex pest?
Hey, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to say yes, if anybody.
God, the BBC ran a 30-minute report.
On whether or not he's a sex pest?
Dedicated, focusing on Trump's relations with women in the 1980s and 90s.
Oh, shit.
Yesterday, 3 days before Trump's visit.
Oh, my God.
To England, they ran this.
Is Donald Trump
where he's purposely avoiding London and all potential run-ins with the diaper baby blimp modeled after him.
Who is in charge of that blimp? Make sure it stays where Trump stays. How hard is it to move a fucking blimp around?
Is the president... titled Trump, is the president a sex pest?
Jolly good!
The report is part of the BBC's investigative programming series.
Yes. Is he a sex pest?
Damn. Per the reports, the half-hour show features two women and a man who say they witnessed Trump's behavior at parties in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, shit.
One woman said she met the president in New York in the late 80s. Where Trump questioned her over her age.
Right.
When she responded 17, The president allegedly responded, "Oh, great. So you're not too old, not too young. That's just great."
Oh, my God.
The man who asked to remain anonymous claims he attended many of the same parties as the future president.
Yes.
Where there was, quote, this will shock all of us.
Shocking.
A lot of cocaine around in the 80s and 90s. Get the fuck out.
Oh, wow, guys.
And wealthy men solicited sex from younger women.
Oh, shit. Sex pests.
That's not what you're talking about?
No, no, no. It was something else. That dude with glasses. You remember him?
Oh, I know.
It was something.
Yeah.
He was charged with perverbery.
Something
like that. Sex pest is better, though. I like this story.
There you go. That's our president, by the
way. Is Donald Trump a sex pest? Absolutely. He's totally a sex pest, right? I don't even understand what that means exactly.
I don't either, but...
But it's funny.
It's quite...
Wish I had thought of that.
Pest about sex. Come on.
I feel like we need a... So what do we... How do we combat him with a little bug zapper?
No, I guess so.
Put a flea collar on. It'll keep the Trump away. He's a little sex pest.
Tell me he has to read a book.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Fuck that.
Let's check these headlines, ladies and gentlemen and others, and see what's going on in the news.
I just had a thought. Do you think our sex pest president ever read to his children before they went to bed, like a bedtime story or anything like that? There's no way.
Barron's on a different floor than Don.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't take the escalator down, tuck him in.
Are you kidding me? Give me a break. Ivana, the first wife, even said that he never saw the kids.
He never read a book to Ivanka at night.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, you know.
Ivanka, maybe.
Let me read you my favorite Hitler speeches.
She was 12 or 13, yeah.
Ivanka, do you know who Eva Braun was?
Right. Jeez. Here are, let's see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July the 10th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
Headlines.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
George Bush, W.
You know what Trump's version of that is? Calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas.
Well, you could plug...
I mean, that's his version of it, but that's like Trump finds that amusing. Sort of like Bush found amusement in that little fuck up.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen the video of that?
What do you mean?
Bush looks irritated at the end of that one because he can't remember.
Yeah.
He looks mad for a second that he can't remember it.
But W always did this thing where when he couldn't remember what he was going to say, there would be that moment of frustration. But
then he would laugh it off.
Yeah, he would laugh at himself. Trump.
Oh, incapable.
But like.
Well, he can't laugh at all.
No, but Trump kind of get laughs sometimes at like when he looks like he's having
kids in cages.
Yeah, he feels like it's like he really enjoys calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Like he revels in that.
George Bush happy, by the way, over the new SCOTUS pick.
Which one, senior or junior?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about Poppy Bush, but George the Lesser is very happy, tweeted or issued a statement or some bullshit right after Brett Kavanaugh, who we'll pat ourselves on the back here, was...
That's our pick.
Was the pick because of all of them, which was the one that has writings... And has expressed opinions that that the president of the United States shouldn't be burdened with investigations and indictments and stuff like that while he's a president. Everything should be deferred until after he's president, and that if he needs to be removed, the Congress can do its job of impeachment.
It's crazy, though, dude. It's so nuts. Why the fuck? Like,
so of course he's gonna pick Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Even though Cocaine Mitch said, yes, don't pick him. He'll be one of the harder ones. Not the Coney Barrett.
Right.
We found out right after the show on the news. I saw that yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher. That she was like sitting home in Indiana, so they knew she was out.
She wasn't gonna get
it. They figured she was out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. He's like, these guys cheat and they collude and all this shit. Don't they know that part of that comes with people wanting to investigate what they might have done? So quit being a little whiny bitch baby about it. I don't know.
So Brett Kavanaugh, way Catholic, listening to his acceptance speech.
Great. Wonderful. Great.
I saw something. I guess there's a Catholic majority on the court now. Or there has been, and retains it.
Oh, good. Yay. Perfect, everybody.
There you go. He's a favorite of George Bush. This is a lot of loonies on the right, like Ann Coulter.
Yes.
Some of the religious loons are not happy with the choice. Not happy. They think he's a...
He's a centrist,
he's a sellout.
Something?
Yeah. He's elite. He's the deep state's choice.
Oh, God. These right-wing nut jobs are insufferable. They're getting... this guy's not a ninny hippie, right? Right?
Right.
He's a conservajerk. Why aren't they happy with this guy?
Because they want Roy Moore.
But... Yeah. But this guy is going to vote the right way them on, you know, gay rights. And he's going to be bad for gay...
Well, we don't know about gay rights, but... Because he is a... an acolyte of Kennedy, and Kennedy was, you know, he wrote Obergefell.
Yeah.
Relied heavily on human dignity and stuff like that.
Wow.
And privacy. So,
geez, no wonder Ann Coulter's upset.
So we don't, I don't think he's had a lot of, I don't think he's had any direct, gay rights.
Yeah.
Cases come before him at the DC circuit. He did have a Hobby Lobby-esque. Do we have to pay for your, you whore having birth control?
Right.
Kind of a thing. And of course he voted the wrong way. On that one.
We're going back in time. Like that Huey Lewis song. Do you remember that?
Sure. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Post. That was a shitty Huey Lewis song. Like, he had some good ones, but like
Huey Lewis, great. I saw him in concert a couple of times.
Yeah,
he was really good.
But Going Back in Time is like one of those cheap ass 80s songs.
They could really fucking sing. I mean, they had you know, he had like a little doo-wop group basically,
right?
That they were good singers.
In The Power of Love, that was a great song. I love that song.
Over at the Huff Post, there's a picture of Susan Collins,
yay,
and Senator Murkowski of Alaska.
Right.
And it says, pick one, show spine or kill the court.
Wow. So what do they mean by that?
Yeah, it's now up to the moderates to save the Supreme Court, says the Huffington Post. Jeffrey Stone, guest writer, it says. In light of Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States, this is a plea to the principled and moderate Republican and Democratic members of the United States Senate.
Yes.
Senators such as Susan Collins from Maine, Heidi Heitkamp, Democrat, North Dakota, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, and Joe Donnelly, Democrat from Indiana.
Yes.
Must act courageously and wisely at this critical moment in our nation's history to preserve the integrity and credibility of our Supreme Court. Oh, we're fucked if we're going to trust Republicans.
Yeah.
Susan Collins. I don't know. I don't know if I buy this. I'm going to trust Mitch and the Republican leadership that they've guaranteed me they're going to have a vote on this. So I'm going to go ahead and vote yes on the health care bill.
But, you know, I mean, we...
I can't believe they...
Oh, yes.
I'm feeling slighted.
I'm clutching my pearls.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know. What do we think Republicans are ever going to do for us? They won't even protect our fucking country from this goddamn tyrant. You know? Right. They don't give a fuck.
So, this is kind of an opinion piece, but it's a plea to them, to the Murkowski and Collins and these other, and the red state Democrats that may vote for this dude.
Oh, God.
To not.
You're disgusting.
And it only takes one of them. Unless McCain comes back.
It only takes one of them to vote for this person to
against him.
Against. To make it go away.
If the Democrats stay strong. If Manchin or Donnelly or, who would I say, Heidkamp, any of those reddish state Democrats, they're going to be feeling the pressure to...
God.
But the thing is, they'll also explode their base.
If they vote no.
If they vote yes for him.
Right.
So if they vote no, the lunatic... right-wingers in their state, the moderate Republicans
right.
who might have voted for them won't.
Yeah.
And it'll fire up the base even more.
To come out and support the guy.
She didn't vote. She didn't vote. She didn't vote for him. And then the Democrats will be like, fuck you. I'm not voting for you because you voted for that SCOTUS pick. And then there goes a Democrat out of the...
So don't vote for the guy.
Another senator.
So maybe they won't vote for the guy.
Well, it depends. If it looks like Susan Collins and Murkowski are going to step in line and all the senators are going to step in line. There's
right.
I thought there were a couple. Maybe it was Kavanaugh. One of them, I think Mitch had said, could run afoul of Rand Paul, the perennial pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes. But then he always flips at the end, right?
He puts on
a big show, faux filibusters and everything,
right.
And then votes in line anyway.
Has Rand Paul recovered from his attack?
Oh yeah. So it all depends if they march along, goose step along
nine,
then it's probably smart for those Democrats to vote for him also.
Yeah.
In the red states.
Vomitous.
And just say, hey, he's qualified, blah, blah. Let Manchin vote for him. Let Heidkamp vote for him.
Yes.
With impunity. Don't bring out the long knives, Democrats.
Yeah.
This is tactical now because we need these every vote, every goddamn vote in the Senate.
It's horrible.
So
it fucking sucks. Yeah.
But then the other argument is, well, in this hopefully blue wave, anti-Trump, anti-Republican wave happening, who's to say in these states that you might not, I mean, the Democrats may surge ahead.
I mean,
in North Dakota or in
Indiana,
especially.
Why couldn't, if say a Democrat votes against this dude that's in a red state, wouldn't that energize other Democrats, more progressives, to come out and vote and support their
that's
guy?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Why can't we think about it like that?
I don't know.
I mean, because there is, it's tactical, I guess, but there is something just evil about voting yes on anything this fucking Nazi fucknut does. It's just, it's wrong.
The, so that's your headline over at the HuffPo, is that, plea for the Republicans to do the right thing, and you know we know how that's probably gonna go.
Come on, Democrats, but don't vote for any of these fucknuts. Just say no, and maybe your base will come out. Maybe you'll be rewarded for doing the right thing rather than sucking Republican fucking dick.
Over at the Drudge Report,
yes.
Okay, it was a weird graphic. It's two hands that are clasping, and they're they're painted. One is the Union Jack of the British flag, and the other is the EU flag.
Right.
Something about the EU and the UK.
Oh, shit.
It says, stay calm and Trump on.
What the fuck?
Is the headline.
Does that mean?
It links to a Chicago Tribune story.
Yes.
Trump takes shots at NATO. May, Theresa May, the PM of Britannia.
Richard!
May, but praises Putin as he prepares to meet with alliance leaders. But of fucking course.
Oh, yes. He just can't get enough of that Putin dick, baby.
He is heading for the helicopter, the plane, or whatever the fuck. Melania standing by looking thrilled to be there.
Yeah, she look happy.
She might be off the clock on this one. She's not smiling, so she might.
You got to put some zeros in my bank account, baby, if you want me to look fucking.
Extra bonus for smiles. Congeniality will cost you. Hold my hand. Big money.
Oh, shit. you can't afford it.
So, already they're worried that he's going to show up at NATO and just say, fuck y'all, we're done. I'm done with NATO. That'll be great, which is one of the top wishes on Putin's wish list, along with sanctions. That's what we should prepare for next. He's going to make a push.
Yeah.
And Team Treason is going to go right along with him. We don't need these sanctions anymore. I looked Putin in the eye. And, he said he's going to acknowledge Crimea. He already kind of has. Didn't they vote for it? Don't the people of Crimea want it? Oh, yeah.
They invaded.
Well, and we know the elections are so fair.
Right.
Under Putin's moves.
Can I? Didn't Putin want our forces out of Crimea and Trump took our forces out of Crimea? Or am I getting that wrong?
It was Ukraine during the election.
Oh, shit.
And the official GOP policy was, well, we should be sending some guns and shit to the Ukrainians to help shore up their border because Putin's tweaking them there. And
bring me a bowl of ice cubes.
And the Trump campaign, that's the one and only change to the platform they made.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why are we not supposed to be suspicious of anything? You can't be suspicious of anything. They'll be like, oh, you fucking liberal,
well,
you
that's
deep
one
state
of the big
motherfucker.
Mueller allegedly was looking into. Like, why did that happen? Who ordered that? Where did that come from?
That is insane.
That's
nuts, dude.
Trump signaled he was ready for a transatlantic brawl Tuesday.
Ooh, God.
As he embarked on a consequential transatlantic brawl with our friends we're talking about.
They're not our friends, I guess.
The adversary, he wants a little bit of alone cuddle time with. Yet our friends are the ones where he's going to go screaming.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should be prepared for him to say, hey, we want to get out of NATO. We want to destabilize the whole fucking planet.
Isn't that like a treaty? I think Congress might have to do that.
Yeah.
But who the hell knows?
Team Treason. Maybe that's why they went to fucking Russia. Talk about that shit.
Here he is with Melania on the way to the helicopter.
Well, it's going to be an interesting time in the UK, and it's certainly going to be an interesting time with NATO. NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work.
You know, man, like,
I can't wait to go meet with all of our allies. We've got a lot to talk. I mean, you could even do that slightly more. We got a lot to talk about, something like that. They haven't treated us fairly.
What a fucking asshole. And, you know, we don't know what Team Treason talked to Vlad and to the Russians about, right? In that meeting where there was no press, no American press.
Oh, you mean those senators and that one rep? Republican Team Treason. Did you see one guy?
How do we know?
I'm not going to try to look for it. Yeah, but one of the guys is responding to the criticism. The guy from Kansas, one of the senators from Kansas,
dickhead,
was like, all this criticism about this trip. You know, I didn't have any fun.
You didn't have any fun?
Yeah, he was basically like, there was no fun. The whole trip kind of sucked.
Well, hey, hey, dickhead.
That's his, how dare you criticize me?
Well, was team treason, damn it, I don't care how crazy this sounds. Are they working on a coup? Is this a whole fucking strategy with Russia? I mean.
Who knows?
We're getting fucked.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy. The UK, that's a situation that's been going on for a long time. So I have NATO. I have the UK, which is in somewhat turmoil. And I have Putin. Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think?
Now, Putin.
No, you're the easiest for Putin. Yeah.
You're the easiest. You fuck. You're giving everything away to strongmen.
God damn, he's dude. Got that squared off thing going on in that coif.
Didn't we see that?
Dude, there's something weird going on. Yeah.
Yeah. He's trying to look like Kim Jong-un.
I think
he's emulating the great leader.
That squared off. It makes him look strong.
Ooh, look at my penis.
I've had my pubes done the same way.
Blah. The block.
Who would think?
Painted like a Rubik's cube.
God.
The UK certainly has a...
Rubik's pubes.
Rubik's pubes.
They have a lot of things going.
Kate, apologize
Kate,
for that.
Write down, Kate, go trademark Rubik's pubes, okay? Go do it right now.
Who would think? But the UK certainly has a... they have a lot of things going on.
What?
Yeah, your fucking asshole Brexit buddies that you paraded around. Nigel Farage... And little Boris and whoever that Brexit minister were didn't
Bojo.
Know what the fuck they were doing. In typical Trumpian like fashion,
yes,
they were like, right, let's Brexit. Fuck you, EU. And then when the dummies in Britain were swayed by their lies.
A bunch of yobs, right?
Which have now been proven. There's going to be criminal charges about how they spent overspent and they lied.
In the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The leavers. Let's get out. The Nigel Farageans. I saw ads from them. It was like Republican ads here. The brown people are coming.
Oh, my God.
Britain's going to turn. What? Keep Britain white. Not in those exact words.
Britain is pretty white. You guys don't get any sun. You know, and also like.
But then they voted it. And yeah. then they were like, well, oh. Well, now what do we do? They don't know. Like Trump, there's no fucking plan.
Why did you do it?
They're idiots. They're morons.
Trump just said they have a lot of things going on in the UK. Did you hear him say that?
That's his bullet point. What's going on today in the world? Well, Mr. President,
there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a little picture of the Queen, and it says lots going on. And then there's a picture of Vlad with a little heart.
If he doesn't read the daily briefing, then how does he know, like, how does he even have a big picture of what's happening in the world?
I know more than the generals.
God.
He's on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. He's on Twitter.
He's QAnon, right?
He's watching Fox.
Yeah, Alex
He's
Jones
not
tells
reading
him.
The briefings.
He's got the Hannity briefing every night.
What?
Lou Dobbs.
Ooh, yes.
All those boys.
God.
How going
depressing.
On?
I can't hear the question.
I have not. No, I have not. But Boris Johnson's a friend of mine. He's been very, very nice to me and very supportive.
Sure, because
he was
involved in the whole Cambridge Analytica bullshit, getting their data to target dummies in Britain. With misinformation, like they did here in our election.
He's a crook, Donald, just like you are.
And maybe we'll speak to him when I get over there. I like Boris Johnson. I've always liked him.
Oh, yes.
God. I can't wait to hold Theresa May's hand again. It's a little bony.
Right. I want to put Boris Johnson's dick in my fucking mouth,
it's
apparently.
It's not as soft as Ivanka's hands.
Boris Johnson's dick isn't as soft as Ivanka's hands?
Theresa May's hand.
Oh, okay. God. God, this guy.
Well, that's up to the people. I get along with her very well. I have a very good relationship. That's certainly up to the people, not up to me.
I guess he's talking about, you know, Theresa May is having a problem over there because her government's falling apart because of Brexit. Because they don't know what to fucking do. Because the lunatics like Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson, apparently a close personal friend of Donald.
Bojo. Let me blow him.
Those guys are like, hard cut. That's it. We're out.
Yeah. I mean, did they expect it to go through? I mean, is it like Trump, like, did...
Where they were shocked? No,
yeah, Trump didn't think he was going to win.
The polls were really close.
Oh, okay.
So they knew it was going to be close.
Oh, God.
But the sane people were confident that they would outvote the dummies.
Yes.
And fail.
And they were wrong.
Right.
The dummies came out.
And enough people did that, the same thing they did here, the fuck you vote.
Yeah. Like not for Hillary or for Jill Stein.
I hate the whole system. I'm voting Trump.
Or I'm not fucking voting. Oh, God. I heard somebody saying that the other night, you know. I'm like, what a great theory, especially if you're gay or you're a person of color, or you're Mexican or you're an immigrant. What a nice theory.
Yeah, wait till same-sex marriage gets overturned. Wait till women are dying from... did you hear that already here in the country, self-abortion is being Googled? Like, it's going up. People searching for, like, herbs and shit, how to induce their own abortions. Yay, America!
Jesus Christ, it's insane. It's like we literally are going back in time. Mm-hmm. It's inexcusable. Ugh.
Oh, okay, so that's a comment. One of the poobahs from the EU yesterday... was pretty threatening, but was like, hey, you should know who your friends are and who your enemies are, especially going to meet with Russia.
Meaning Trump needs to be careful?
Trump should realize that the EU are our friends and that Putin is the enemy, but he's marching in to fucking the EU like it's Westworld and he's a guest.
Right, well...
when shit goes... robot tits up.
I don't think Trump needs Westworld, probably. I mean, he treats the Earth like he's in Westworld.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot of allies, but we cannot be taken advantage of. We're being taken advantage of by the European Union.
This is that whole mindset.
Yeah.
This is how the white poor people get convinced that some Mexican farm picker is taking their job.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't see
from the coal factory.
Right. It's not satisfying to him that we have a long friendship with England. And that's good. That's good that we're partnered with a country that we like. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't value NATO. He's just like, what do we get from it?
Well, yeah. And it's this,
what do you get from being
this bullying thing too, that we're the biggest and the baddest. And we're going to start the shakedown now. And I read something earlier about this 2% thing. It's not a rule, BT dubs.
Oh, how much of your budget?
Right. It's a guideline because they want every country in NATO to have at least a rudimentary capability of defending itself. So they want 2% of the GDP spent on defense. And there are only 5 countries that are doing it right now.
Yeah. But Europe's stable, or it was. Do you know what I mean?
Well, but who are they worried about? Uncle Nipples now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So of course
yeah.
Trump wants to break up NATO because his fucking handler wants NATO broken up.
And if countries
so he can start gobbling up Poland, gobble back up the USSR, which Putin is on record saying it was the worst thing to ever happen to Russia, the breakup of the USSR.
He wants to put it back together. I mean, think about that. If you're Putin and you want to bring back the USSR, all the satellite countries and shit, I mean, imagine if he went down in history as the guy that did that for Russia. He probably has such a fucking fucked up boner for that, you know? Yeah. I mean, what wouldn't he do to make that happen?
Let me see. I thought I have like 80,000 fucking stories for today. It's just so.
You said you had a lot of Trump's America bullshit.
So busy. Here we go. There's five countries.
Yes.
Of the 28 that are paying the 2%, but it's a guideline. Again, it ain't the rule. It's a guideline. And America, over the years, because we've always been involved in a dick measuring contest with a yes. couple of other superpowers, one mainly,
right?
Until the breakup of the Soviet Union, we spend more. So we have 3.61% we spend.
Yeah.
Greece is in second. They spend 2.36. And
their economy's all fucked up.
Yeah. And the reason for that is, I'm trying to remember, Turkey, because they have constant dust ups with Turkey.
Right.
So they spend a little bit more on their defense there. Estonia is next, 2.18. The UK.
Hello.
We're paying all bills.
Yes.
Is at 2.17. Poland, 2.01. And rising because of Nipply incursions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because of that fucking fascist government.
Because they're right up there and they're worried that we're going to dump them.
Yeah.
And leave them at Uncle Nipples's.
So what happens if we leave NATO and all our military might goes elsewhere? What do those countries do?
But what's also happening, one second, yes. from Poland, I read that this number is probably greater because there are a whole bunch of paramilitary groups popping up, taking it on their own to try to protect the border. But then there are also a lot of right-wing crazy paramilitary groups.
That's scary.
Which is happening here, too, which is great. Another story we have.
That's wonderful.
And then that's it. Those five under... what were you saying?
Oh, shit. I mean, what happens? So what happens if we leave NATO? And all our...
Well, we started it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Nipples wants. Then, our protection... NATO is a mutual protection agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
You attack one of us, you attack us all.
Right. So if they,
so that's what always held Nipples back, held Russia back from going after any of these.
So if we pull out of NATO, he's going to start taking countries back into their little block,
then
right?
Then we don't have to get involved militarily if he runs tanks into Poland.
So what does Trump want? Do you want the wall back in Germany?
Oh, I don't know. Can it be a Trump wall? Can we put a casino on our side?
Yes. Oh, man.
France is next, 1.79. Turkey, Germany at 1.2. Italy pays 1.1. Canada pays 1.02 of their GDP for the military.
But like you said, it's a guideline.
Well, and again, it's kind of a problem. And they even there was a summit in 2014.
Yes,
when we had adults running the country,
right?
And they agreed to extend till 2024 ways to figure out for these countries to, because some of these countries don't have Iceland. I read doesn't have a military.
Do they? But yeah, but
Iceland's in NATO.
Yes.
Therefore Trump wants them to pay 2% of their budget to defense.
But,
and so even if they start raising an army
yes.
to try to toss 2% of their GDP, it's going to take a while to amp up. So that's why they're giving them all till 2024.
But wait a second. Since we have such a big military, doesn't that mean other countries don't need to have as much if we're in NATO?
Well, that's why we're being taken advantage of, right? We're paying
too much. Fuck, Donald. So what?
We're protecting our friends and spreading democracy in Shining City.
Or
on the hill.
We're keeping our planet
right
from erupting into fucking war, which doesn't that have value? Isn't there fuck? That has value to me.
We're being taken advantage of.
Kate, do you care about that? Do you give a fuck? I mean, I don't know.
I'm very upset.
Shit. This guy's crazy as fuck.
So, yeah, the UK preparing for Trump's visit, even though he's dodging London now, so he won't see the giant.
Oh, my God. I'm just picturing these liberals going to the polls and voting for Jill Stein.
So now trending and climbing on the UK's top 100 singles chart.
Oh, yeah.
In the UK.
I love this story.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It would start off with a social media campaign trying to get Green Day's 2004 song, American Idiot.
Right.
To chart again. And success. It's up to number 18 and climbing.
God, it sounds like the UK has some idiots, too.
So
what a mess. That's funny.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's going to be fascinating.
I don't understand why these blimp people can't just follow Schittler around. Why do you have to stay in London?
Well, you got
to
get permits and stuff. You can't just throw blimps up in the air. Just
fly the fucking blimp to where he is. You know, I mean, I don't know.
There was crowdfunding going on for a... apparently, there's some Trumpists over in Britain. Of course there are.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And they're all squealy, pissy baby about this, this blimp. So they've decided that they've commissioned a Sadiq Khan baby blimp that they're going to have equal time and fly that.
So it's going to, what's the caricature going to look like?
Well, I don't know, but it's typical right-wing humor.
Right.
Get your own.
Yes.
No, we're just going to do Sadiq Khan as a baby.
You're copying the fucking blimp.
It's the equivalent of no, you are.
Yes.
And that's what they do.
I'm rubber, you're glow.
And your blimp is going to suck.
The conservative arguments. Yeah.
Didn't they have a similar blimp or something like that in China of Trump? Didn't they have a baby chicken or something?
Oh, there's a bird Japan going around. Or, and then we had pictures up on Facebook and stuff of there was that parade in Germany where it was Trump getting fucked by the Russian bear.
That's the best one.
We're going to pull that one out for the summit talks.
Damn.
Because that's surely one of the positions they're going to try in their half hour together.
Reverse cowgirl.
We only had a half hour, but we extended it.
Yes, extend. Let me stretch out.
Vlad had Viagra.
I didn't need it.
And again, all Alaskans, you should learn to speak Russian.
Yeah, we're going to give I'm going to give Alaska away. I'm talking to Vlad here. Do you want Alaska? I don't give a shit.
Good news?
Yes.
All the kids are out of the cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the Thailand.
Yes.
The last of them was brought out today-ish, our time.
Let me make a suggestion. Somebody find the entrance to that cave and fill it in with concrete. Fuck that cave. Don't go back in that fucking cave.
12 members of the Mu Pa soccer team.
Yes.
Which means... Well, it says here wild boar, but I saw in another story that the literal translation is like forest pig.
What?
Which I think means wild boar.
Forest pig.
Forest pig.
You are a forest pig.
But translates to wild boar. Soccer team.
Yes.
Along with their 25-year-old coach have now all been freed.
Yay. Are those pigs indigenous to Thailand? Because we have
wild boars are everywhere.
But they're not indigenous to Australia, America. They were brought here. That's why
they might be now. Oh, I don't know.
I wonder if they're an invasive species like they are here.
Wild boar, never. Oh, that's a different wild boy. Wild boys. In three stages, starting on Sunday, divers ventured into the claustrophobic caverns. I heard at one point it's 15 inches wide.
Ooh, yes. That's the best Duran Duran song, by the way. I love that one.
Really?
Yeah. The wild boys are calling.
Each kid had a full face mask for oxygen, tied on with a rope, accompanied by two divers. One would hold on to the kid with the second air tank, another following behind.
Yes.
This is the best part. The boys were given anti-anxiety medications.
Oh, my God. They zannied them up and put them in the water.
To prevent them from panicking as they were carried and push through the narrow crevices.
Jim Baker's wife is like, jealous.
Oh, I'll send you some.
I want to go in that cave.
I'll send you a bucket.
I want to have some of that Thai Zanny.
They came out two at a time, exhausted but alive, and all in remarkably good condition.
Yeah.
They will spend at least a week in hospital.
Hello!
Until the risk of infections, because there's a lot of, like, fungi and nasty beasties and critters in there.
Snakes. Anybody see any fucking snakes in that fucking cave?
I don't think there were. I don't know.
There's no snakes in the cave.
Well, there probably are, but it didn't make the top headlines.
Oh, my God, dude. That'd be my first thing. I saw, like, 75,000 snakes in that fucking cave. Has anybody talked to that goddamn soccer coach yet?
Well, here's the thing. We owe a big giant apology to Mr. Soccer Coach.
For what?
The kids went there alone.
Oh, my God.
Parents started calling, where are our kids? And he said, I'll go find them.
Oh, my God.
He went to the cave, found their bikes there, and went in to get them.
Dude, what's this guy's name?
And got stuck.
What's his name?
Is the story that I just heard. Or I read this morning.
Yeah, yeah. God, I feel bad.
I tweeted it yesterday.
Every day on this show for the last 5 days, I'm like, that guy should get fired. I'm sorry, soccer coach. I didn't know the full story.
We didn't know.
I'm an idiot. Damn. You went in and got those fucking kids?
We didn't know the full story. And many are crediting him with, I think Maud Gagne retweeted us the... how the cave nightmare began. Yeah, 11 hours ago. Thanks, at Anna Engelbrecht 5. She tweeted, mad respect for this coach. Thai cave rescue, how it began. So, yeah, I read there. It's from Perth.
Hey, if any of those kids from Perth.
Perthnow.com.au.
Oh, okay. That's Australia. Yes. You ever been there?
No. I'd love to go to Australia.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what?
I have a cousin in Australia.
Who wants to bite
like
me?
Sportscaster there or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You go swimming?
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to, hey, listen, if then those kids that went in that cave, if you guys are listening, do not go in the guy, don't go into holes and shit in the side of mountains and don't go climbing into crap. Just chill the fuck out, man. Right? They surely the entrances to this goddamn death cave have been filled in. That's job one.
They're crediting him with helping keep them alive, though. He taught them how to meditate to keep them from freaking out while they were living through their ordeal. And
I'm sorry, soccer coach. I thought it was your fault. I thought you're like, hey guys, let's go in this fucking cave. Good for you. You're a hero.
The doctors say they're all doing very well. But are going to be talking to some shrinks who will be looking for signs of trauma. Gosh, do you think?
This soccer coach taught them how to meditate while they're hanging out in the goddamn, in the underground?
Well, they're trapped and I don't know if their light lasted or if they were sitting there in darkness for who knows how long.
This guy is exceptional. I don't know. I don't know. If I'm the soccer coach, I don't know what the fuck I do. I feel like I'd be constantly telling people to shut the fuck up. Look out for snakes.
So that's some good news.
Yeah, that is good.
That they're all out.
God, I'm sorry I said you should get fired. I think I said that a few days
back. It was
a
birthday celebration.
Oh, God.
After Saturday morning football soccer practice, the 12 boys, members of MUPA,
yes,
the Wild Boars football team, were drawn to a vast and seemingly magical cave named Tam Luang.
Okay.
The boys age 11 to 16 rode their bikes down to the cave, spent 700 baht, B-A-H-T, that's their money there.
Okay.
$28 at a local shop. They bought food, soft drink, and sweets. They left their bikes at the entrance, descended deep into the cave. A sign nearby warned that venturing inside the cave during wet season is dangerous because of the risk of sudden flooding.
Why don't you wall off the fucking cave instead of the sign?
But it says this was a place they knew and loved.
Not anymore. Fuck that cave.
They didn't show up. Their parents' concern drove their 25-year-old coach, Ekapal Jantawang.
Yes.
who shared their love for football to the cave. Near the entrance, he found their bikes, discovery which meant that he had to go deep inside to try to locate them and bring them back.
Dude, you're a badass. Fuck that cave. God.
When he was a boy, he studied to be a monk and lived in a temple.
Oh, God.
His parents were Burmese, but had died, so he is a stateless person. Yeah, I was reading. There's all kinds of weird shit. This is like right on the border of Myanmar.
Yes.
You know, and there's all kinds of shenaniganry going on there. So you know,
is this where the King and I took place?
In Burma, yeah. Well, I think so.
Siam. That's where the pythons are from. Horrible.
Monty.
Burma. Burmese pythons.
Speaking of Python, did you see John Cleese, Monty Python? Cleese had a great response to some asshole on the Twitter who used the term snowflake.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Something about him.
He's the best, man.
And John Cleese tweeted it, and then Mark Hamill retweeted it with a
Luke
comment,
Skywalker.
And we retweeted that.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I know. If you check out our Twitter feed at Crab
Yes. Is but, Mark Hamill, are they? Is he friends with John Cleese? Do they hang? Or?
I don't know. I think he just liked the response.
Oh, okay. Be a weird grouping of people.
But John Cleese tweeted, yes, I've heard this word. I think sociopaths use it in an attempt to discredit the notion of empathy.
That's funny. That's true. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You're a sociopath.
Perfect.
Leave me alone. I'm sorry. I have feelings for other people on the goddamn planet. Right. You shove your snowflake up your ass.
Classic is when somebody tried to insult us by calling us do-gooders.
Do-gooders.
You do-gooders. Oh, sorry.
Don't you want to do good? Don't you want to do good?
Wow.
What the fuck? Hey, right-wing nut jobs. Do you ever look in the mirror and say, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why am I so sad? Why am I so racist?
Thoughtless little pig, okay?
Why am I a thoughtless pig? Who's rude?
That was his daughter.
It's his daughter.
Daddy left you a voicemail.
What do you think it's like at the Baldwin household with like people are arguing and shit? You're a rude, thoughtless little pig. Click.
Merry Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Do you remember, though, when that voicemail was released?
Kind of, yeah.
It was a whole shitstorm, dude. Sure. Alec Baldwin, I think he had to go into the apology
tour. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
he is. He's beating up photographers, calling him
the F word.
The F word.
He's a dickhead.
He's a big fucking asshole.
Right. He does do a good Trump. He put that guy out of business, though. Watch his face.
But you can be an asshole and still be on the right side of politics.
Who did Donald Trump before Baldwin on Saturday Night Live? That guy who has all those problems.
I can't.
Man, what's his face?
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin thought about this Trump impersonation for like 2 fucking seconds and did it. You know.
Well, he's in New York. He's probably
Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond. Yeah, he's known Trump for a long time and known that he's a clown and a shitbag.
Right,
and
right.
New York hates him. Hates him. Hillary pummeled him in New York. Pummeled him. Everybody hates him. They know what a fucking asshole, fraud, liar
is. But he's friends with Giuliani, the former mayor.
And they hate him,
too.
They
hate him, okay.
I know New Yorkers who are like, I don't get this, America's mayor bullshit. He's a fucking asshole. And he was then. And he handled 9/11 well.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Right. I mean, but he was there. I mean, he did handle it. I mean, what did he do?
Well, he's in charge, you know, and, you know, all those aspects, I guess, first responders and all that shit and task forces and all that bullshit.
Right.
I did great.
Yeah.
Now I go on talk shows and I say weird shit that sounds so strange. He sounds nuts, dude.
Let's see. I've got. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, cussing Liberal Media, more like it.
Yeah. Go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You know what's weird about Giuliani, man? I saw, like, I was listening to that George Stephanopoulos fucking interview. And whenever he's trying to explain something that sounds shady or he's lying, he speaks so quickly. Like his rate, he really speeds up what he's saying. It's like he wants to say it so quickly that you won't notice how crazy it is.
Hello, bird.
Snuffle. Snuffle. Now I can't say the guy's fucking name because you always call him
Snuffle up again.
Fuck it.
George Stephanopoulos.
Yes. What a horrible ad. That Stephanopoulos. That sounds like something you get. You got to get penicillin for. I got Stephanopoulos.
Nice.
Sorry, George. Whatever.
Piss off the Greek, our Greek listeners.
Yes.
Sad faces.
Yes.
In the QAnon world, I'm sure somehow they're snapping their big fat waddled necks, trying to twist themselves to try to figure out why.
Yes.
Michael Flynn. You know, Michael Flynn was appearing in federal court again.
Okay.
For like some kind of a pre-sentencing hearing. And this was it, Ryan. He was going to retract his guilty plea and say, fuck you, deep state.
Oh, yes.
I'm not guilty now. Right? Fuck you all.
And did that happen?
No.
Oh, fuck. Why not?
In fact, his lawyer even said he is eagerly still cooperating with the Mueller investigation and can't wait for his sentencing to have all of this behind him.
Right. He doesn't want to rot in a fucking jail for the rest of his fucking life, right?
Listen to the Washington Post. This is them putting it diplomatically.
Oh, okay.
Flynn's presence in court in Washington served to puncture ongoing speculation by conservative media.
Yes.
That Flynn's prosecution is falling apart and that the retired Army Lieutenant General may withdraw his guilty plea in special counsel Robert Mueller III's probe.
Yes. He's still cooperating.
Yeah, QAnon. They're all, that's it. I can't wait for Flynn to say, fuck you, deep state.
Right. And why do we think Flynn would want to cooperate, right? I mean, because he's guilty as fuck and he doesn't want to rot in a prison.
Well, yeah, and they got his son for worse.
For worse than Flynn?
What's the story? That Mueller was investigating Crotch Spahn Jr.
Ooh.
And that they had the son on bullshit too, and that part of the deal was we'll lay off your kid,
right,
and give you a slap on the wrist if you flip.
Shit. And his kid was involved in some Jack Bauer shit, right? They were supposed to nab a guy, throw him in a van, and drive his ass to Turkey.
At that meeting, but or they were involved in the talks with Flynn, right? Yeah, to try to
disappear somebody, right? Some Turkish business dude,
Golem.
Golem,
something like that, maybe. Golan. Yes.
I don't remember.
I think we still should watch out for that, by the way, because Erdogan is, you know, he tickles Trump's little twiddle.
Ooh, yes.
And he's such a strong man. Ooh, you know.
God.
To say they're not going to at some point bag and tag the guy that's here legally.
Hey, this guy, Fayed, what's his fuck, that escaped from that French prison with the helicopter?
Oh, that criminal. Yeah, the bank robber.
Why couldn't they do that with Paul Manafort, a bunch of Russians, or somebody, or Trump, eventually?
Well, who's to say they couldn't?
That's right.
Let's see. The pre-sentencing report and his investigation into whether a person's background may warrant a harsher or more lenient sentence. So he was sucking ass today.
Oh, was he in court?
So he didn't give the finger to the deep state. He did not withdraw his guilty plea.
Instead,
did not say, fuck you, Hillary, lock her up.
He did some rimming.
And what's great is wherever he goes now, there's people chanting, lock him up.
Oh,
him,
man.
Which is fucking spectacular.
You think the irony's lost on him?
His attorney spoke, General Flynn is eager to proceed to sentencing when it is possible. With the cooperation agreement, it really is up to the government to make that determination.
Oh, shit. Is Flynn being held or is he out on?
No, he's out.
Okay.
He's out and about. So there you go. Mikey Flynn, disappointing QAnon, although I'm sure In 10 minutes, there'll be a different.
Oh, yeah.
He's just, he's just fooling them, getting them ready for the big takeover.
I mean, it's just horrible. Anything that happens, any fucking news, people just say, oh, it's a deep state.
Yeah.
Or you know what a lot of people say that you would think are liberal and would be concerned about this shit? They're just saying the news is so depressing. I haven't listened in so long. So they're not participating. So they don't want to be informed. Don't you find that disgusting?
I just Googled QAnon, and one of the top stories that came up was from 10 days ago. We did it. Breitbart's Kurt Schilling embraces and amplifies the absurd QAnon conspiracy theory.
God,
there's a video. Remember, we played the clip of him, that moron. There's a video I wish you guys would look at. And I'm just saying, you got to keep an open mind.
No, I don't. I don't have to keep an open mind about QAnon. Hey, Kurt, I don't understand you. You brought the Boston Red Sox a goddamn ring. And now you're going to be known as being some lunatic, xenophobic, right-wing nut job. That's crazy. People should be talking about this guy for the Hall of Fame. What an asshole this guy is. This is Kurt Schilling. Fuck you, dude.
QAnon.
Damn.
It's a lovely Tuesday, everybody.
Do you think Kurt was faking the bloody sock when he was pitching?
No.
You don't think his foot was really bleeding?
He had that surgery, right?
People said it could have been ketchup.
Well, but it was on a time release because you could kind of literally watch it ooze out of there.
It was the deep state.
Another dummy who could have rested on his dude, heroic laurels and shut the fuck up.
Brought the Red Sox a world motherfucking series.
Could have been on ESPN for the rest of his dumb life, yapping away, but he had to open up his mouth about horrible shit.
But that just goes to show you, this guy's such a fucking racist. It just oozes out of him. Yeah. It's impossible. And those fucking sportscasters, they don't want to deal with some racist dickbag. They're not dumb.
We're now up to, I believe, nine accusers accusing Piper's piping. Diddler's diddling.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Apparently, because
it's a day ending in Y.
Gohmert is now defending Jim Jordan, despite the fact that we're up to nine. We are up to nine people now saying that they are, they know that he knew what was going on. And his tune done changed, too, over the past few days. He said, well, you know, there was locker talk. But locker talk or not, accusations. Some of the locker talk. Some of the locker talk was, hey, I got to go visit the team doctor. And another team member would say, get ready to drop your pants.
That's fucked up locker talk. I mean, that's locker talk that should make you go, oh, gee.
If I were the coach, I was a coach. Had I heard that, I would be like, what?
Yeah,
it's a joke, right?
And you go to a principal or a police person.
And I would say, don't make jokes like that. That ain't cool.
Yeah, what the fuck is this, talking
if it's
about?
A joke?
God damn.
And then they would say, it's not a joke. I went in there for a sprained finger and he fondled my balls.
Hey, Louie, do you think somebody's casting aspersion on Jim Jordan's fucking asparagus?
Well,
are you kidding me? Do you have a clip of Gohmert defending this motherfucker?
I don't know if this is him or not.
Good God. What is Louis Gohmert's problem? The Greeks.
Louis Gohmert defended his Republican colleague, Jim Jordan of Ohio. Oh, my God. I hope this is the audio because this is unfucking believable.
Why do these people feel like they need to defend scumbags like Jim Jordan? I mean, you don't have to.
Because he's got like a 11-inch tongue for the president.
He's like,
get Jim, right past those big fat orange cheeks.
He's like that guy from Kiss.
Louis Gohmert, a wonderful product of Texas. Great job, guys. You guys keep being you, Texas.
The GOP is fucking vile. Christ. I mean, you know.
Louis Gohmert is basically making the argument, hey, they were adults.
What? The kids were adults?
Well, they're college. They're in college. He specifically said it's not the same as the
Olympic doctor in Michigan,
right? Right, the Olympic doctor with the gymnastics, yeah.
But how do you know it's not like that? We don't know the whole story, right? Or do we?
Over the course of the past week, multiple former Ohio State wrestlers have come forward to say they were sexually abused by former team doctor Richard Strauss. He's dead now. Also something that Gohmert says, it doesn't matter now because he's dead anyway.
His victims are alive. You don't think they deserve fucking justice, Louie?
Many of the wrestlers have also said that Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, who was the assistant coach on the OSU wrestling team from 1986 to 94, had to have known what Strauss was up to while he was with the team.
So Donald Trump and Louie Gohmert are defending this bag of shit.
Jordan, head of the House's ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus.
Oh, my God.
I frequently call them the Un-American Freedom Caucus.
Oh, yeah.
Our way or the highway.
Oh, the team doctor on a fucking wrestling team I coach is diddling my wrestlers. That's fine.
He's denying. He's already received Trump's support.
Oh, yes. Well, you know.
And now, this is Deadspin, he's gotten a particularly appalling endorsement from fellow Freedom Caucus member, Louie Gohmert.
Oh, please, another Louie clip. Please, please, please.
No, he wrote it.
Damn it!
This is on the official U.S. Congressman Louie Gohmert website, gohmert.house.gov.
Yes!
Proudly serving the 1st District of Texas.
Oh, my God.
Jim Jordan is a fine and decent person who has a lifetime history of being honorable and honest, unlike his accusers, whose extremely troubled backgrounds and ongoing legal and financial troubles place the veracity of their allegations into the realm of ridiculous.
He's going after the victims?
The victims.
The accusers.
Sure.
Wow, Louie.
Unlike the Olympians, he continues, who were minor children at the time they were abused, these former wrestlers were adults at the time they claim they were sexually abused by the Ohio State team doctor. Note, they do not claim they reported specific abuse to Jim Jordan or to anyone else. To the contrary, they specifically state they did not tell Jordan, but instead say he should have known because there was talk around the locker room.
I mean,
that doesn't pass the smell test.
He didn't say that.
I'm quoting from gohmert.house.gov.
Ah,
that doesn't pass the smell test.
God, who are these Republicans? Who are you fucking idiots voting for? These are the worst people.
But there's even more, he says. The doctor they're accusing of these acts committed suicide 13 years ago. So this isn't even about prosecuting him. It's not about preventing others from being abused by this dead man.
But it's a... Dude, what if it was your kid being... what if it was anybody? You can't... No doctor is supposed to do anything sexual with you when he's examining you. I don't give a fuck if you're a kid or an adult.
And again, it's the Republican lie that these people are out for money. The accusers of Roy Moore wanted no money.
And most
of them.
And they came forward at tremendous cost.
Well, he's now being sued for defamation for calling them liars.
Yes.
Not suing for potential diddlation from years ago.
Diddlation.
They were not looking for money.
But he said they lied. And so that's why
he called her the horrible, you know, doing it for money and that, you know, she was a liar and...
So what happens if Louie Gohmert, says these people are lying, and then they come forward and say...
Well, he hasn't officially said that.
Okay.
But he says, this has every appearance of greed trying to gain twice from the same smear.
Oh, my God.
First, trying to finally have a successful lawsuit against Ohio State after failed previous claims. Second, whatever payments were received for trying to destroy President Trump may be available to destroy other high-achieving Republicans like Jim Jordan. High-achieving? Republicans like Jim Jordan.
Schmear. It's a schmear. It don't pass a smell test. Who the fuck is this? Who talks like this about a fucking potential an abuse case? But he's not saying that the doctor didn't do it. He's saying that Jim Jordan didn't know about it.
Right.
Louis, don't you think it's shitty that the coach of a team doesn't know that the team doctor is doing weird shit to the people that he's coaching? I mean, shouldn't you know that? Shouldn't you know that?
They said there's no way he didn't.
Yeah.
There's no way he didn't.
They're all in the same locker room.
And again, he's changed his story from, I didn't know anything about it, it's crazy, to, oh, well, you know, there was locker room talk, but that's all that was. The team doctor stuck his finger up my asshole. when I had a sprained pinky finger.
What that's that didn't strike anybody as really fucked up locker room talk.
Amazing.
God, that's crazy as fuck.
And I'm sure all nine are on Soros' payroll or something. Oh, I'm sure, yes. Sure, that's what Alex Jones is spewing.
Is it really?
No, I said I'm sure. Assuming. I
would believe you.
Well, sure.
God.
Now all of a sudden, timing. They're talking about the timing of it. Isn't it convenient that now Jim Jordan's one of the loudest, most outspoken defenders of the prez?
Victims of a crime can come forward about what happened to them whenever the fuck they want. The timing. Listen, if it's true what this doctor did to these kids, how dare anybody say shit about the timing? What about justice for the fucking victims? Shove your timing up your fucking ass.
We've got another, let's see, GOP-backed House candidate.
Yes.
Promoted white nationalist propaganda.
What?
Including a piece claiming that black people are a threat to all they encounter.
Oh, my God.
Seth Grossman, a right-wing pundit, who is now GOP nominee in New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District.
Oh, okay. So we got some Nazis running for the Republicans. Perfect.
Has previously touted opinion pieces that were published on two leading white nationalist websites. One of those posts, which he praised, claimed that black people, quote, are a threat to all who cross their paths.
Yes. Hey, listen, liberals who don't want to follow the news because it's depressing and disturbing, fuck off. Fuck off. Get engaged with your shit and vote. Give a fuck, please.
In an email to Media Matters, he tried to distance himself from the endorsement of that piece.
Yes.
Said he wants to, quote, help take the Democratic training wheels off the black and Hispanic communities so they can succeed even more.
What in... I don't even understand what that
fucking means.
That's
their argument, is that the Democrats just throw welfare at black and brown, because the black and brown people are the only people on welfare, of course.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's not talk about the welfare the Republicans just toss at the fucking corporations. What about that tax plan?
Well, it's also not true. More white people than black people are on welfare.
Right.
It's just not true.
So what are this whole image with the training wheels is just garbage.
It's Reagan's welfare queen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a brown person taking my money.
Right.
I could be getting more welfare if that Negro weren't taking it.
I don't understand, you know, that's one thing I've never understood in this country. If you're a country and you can offer health care and welfare and benefits to people, wouldn't your goal be to extend that umbrella to more and more people? That protection, right?
Umbrella.
What do you mean? Is umbrella? Umbrella?
Umbrella. Umbrella.
I was fucking born here. You know what I mean? How dare you? That's the way I talk.
Are you marginalizing?
My heritage!
Are you making fun of my
fuck
heritage?
Fuck you, boy! Fucking.
I say insurance now.
Yeah. Oh, God damn. Fast forward 5 years. Still here. Going to sound like big fucking rednecks. God damn it. Whatever.
I lived in Texas for 10 minutes, and I fell right into the y'all.
Yeah, yeah. So. Fuck you.
Y'all's easy to easy to drop into.
You know what I mean, though. They you want to? Wouldn't you? If you're wouldn't you want to extend benefits to as many people as you can?
Well, yeah, I do.
Because it's not like
It's
There's a shit ton of poor people.
Good thing to do, right?
We, you know, you lived in L.A. It ain't nothing but tin cities all around the fucking place. There's a, God, I drove past a fucking tin city in Pensacola. There's a goddamn gun range. If you drive up Davis, just past
outdoor
the Pensacola, I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
The Pensacola, the Pensacola city limits.
Yeah,
and you're coming down Davis. This is a bunch of local speak. People don't give a fuck. Anyway, there's a gun range. There's a bunch of old people sitting out there with a gigantic American flag, and then you keep going.
Davis is probably for Jefferson Davis.
Oh, it never occurred to me. God. Oh shit. You know what runs parallel to that? Martin Luther King Drive. That's right. Insulting.
But never touching. Never intersecting.
I assume it was for Sammy no Davis. Touching, no touching. It's not for Sammy Davis. Maybe not.
You could choose to think of it that way.
Yeah, right.
But I have a feeling it's probably named after a different Davis.
But then you pass the seediest hotel you could ever imagine. And next to the seediest hotel on the fucking planet is this goddamn Tin City. Mm-mm-mm. It's hot as
fuck. Here?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Seth Grossman, this New Jersey candidate,
dickbag, Nazi, fuck you,
also drew headlines last month when they found a video of him somewhere saying the whole idea of diversity is a bunch of crap and un-American.
Who is this dickhead? Oh God.
His career as a pundit provides numerous other examples of him publicly spouting bigotry.
Right. God.
Let's see. He's said in the past that diversity leads to Muslims killing Christians.
Oh, shit. Hey, Kate. Kate said, can you activate the big gay army and send them to wherever the fuck this story's taking place?
He said, Kwanzaa is a fake holiday made by black racists to divide America.
What about Santa Claus coming down the goddamn chimney? He's pulled by a sleigh full of reindeer. That's real. We can't have Kwanzaa be real. Oh my God. Suck a dick, Nazi.
At one point he claimed to know, quote, many Africans who wish their ancestors had been taken to America as slaves.
These
things are so bad in Africa. The Negroes here don't realize how great they've got it.
Hey, sometimes these dickheads that say stupid shit like that. Can you imagine what it was like to be on a slave ship going across the Northwest Passage?
Watch.
Oh my God!
Amistad. Watch the first half hour of Amistad.
And after you're done with that, watch fucking Schindler's List. Jesus Christ! Nazis are bad. Slavery was bad. Our country is so stupid and
states
fucked
rights.
Up.
States' rights.
Oh, these states. They don't need states' rights. You guys need babysitters that keep you from being fucking Nazis.
This guy has said Islam is a cancer that has already infected a billion people.
You're a cancer.
At one point, he posted a link on his Facebook accounts to an openly racist piece on the white nationalist website American Renaissance.
Oh, my God.
Which is the one that claimed black people are a threat to all who cross their paths.
Why do we fuck with these racist fuckers? Why do we tolerate these racist white supremacists in our fucking society?
American. God. The piece that he shared on Facebook was written by a guy who claims to be a public defender in a large southern metropolitan area. How terrifying is that? It's an anonymous author.
Yeah.
Who uses a pen name claiming to be a public defender in a large southern metropolitan area that is a white nationalist. Public defender.
How the fuck does that work?
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is how that works.
Oh, shit, man.
This is a quote from the piece.
Yes.
That this guy running for GOP Congress shared. My experience is, I'm going to read it in a Southern voice because I'm just going to
marginalize
Southern people. I apologize.
You live here now.
My experience has taught me that we live in a nation in which a jury is more. Here, I'll read it in the Trump voice. The Trump follower voice.
That's your Southern?
I stopped it.
Okay.
I was changing my mind. Right, I'm going to read it like a Trump supporter. Oh, okay. My experience has taught me that we, like Stephen Miller.
Like a Nazi.
My experience has taught me that we live in a nation in which a jury is more likely to convict a black defendant who has committed a crime against a white. Even the dullest of blacks know this. there would be a lot more black on white crime if this were not the case. In other words,
if
because they know that juries are biased against them, it helps keep the blacks a little bit.
Hey,
from
man,
killing more whites.
You liberals out there that aren't engaged and aren't voting and just are disgusted by all this.
It gets better. However, this by the way, was shared by someone running for Congress as a Republican.
It was shared as like, this is good or something?
Sure, yeah. Here, on his Facebook page.
Oh, my.
However, my experience has also taught me that blacks are different by almost any measure to all other people. They cannot reason as well. They cannot communicate as well. They cannot control their impulses as well. They are a threat to all who cross their paths, black and non-black alike.
You're a threat. This person is a threat.
That was shared.
No. Boy. God, Kate, what do you think about all these racist fucknuts in our country? What are we going to do about this?
Grossman praised it, writing, Oy vey, what so many people, black, white, and Hispanic, whisper to me privately, but never dare say out publicly. Back in the old country, people were very careful about what they said for fear of retaliation. At one time, America was a free country, and people were not afraid to express their true thoughts. He's saying, how great is it that this guy can talk about how low blacks are now?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now we're truly free.
George Soros, we need you to nut up. Start this army or whatever the deep state is. Please, start it up. Cast the character of X-Men, please. Is there a lab somewhere where super soldiers are getting adamantium put in their fucking veins so they can be like Wolverine and shit? What are we doing? We're getting fucked by these Nazis.
He also promoted a prominent white nationalist website, V-Dare.
Oh, that sounds so douchey. What is that V-Dare?
V-D-A-R-E.
Oh, God, fuck these Nazi fucks. God damn.
At one point, he highlighted a post from V-Dare by an anti-immigrant writer who complained that the United States law enforcement officials can't, in the normal course of their duties, detain illegal aliens.
What?
Don't ask me.
God, man. We got to get serious. We're in a dangerous fucking place in this country. There's fascism squirting out all over the fucking place. We got to fucking figure this shit out before it's too late. Oh, God. Fuck these Nazis. I mean, Richard Spencer gets punched. We all have to wonder, is it okay to enjoy it? It's fine. That's what you do with Nazis.
Right.
Fuck Nazis.
We don't suggest it. However, the fact that it happened and is on cell phone is spectacular. And very enjoyable to watch.
Don't enjoy it. But
we don't encourage
people enjoy it.
To go out and be violent to these assholes.
Yeah, but you know, we gotta fuck these Nazis though. I don't know, man.
Well, we do have to watch out because Don Jay,
yeah,
Trump, currently
Barracuda
flying
face
over the Atlantic, I guess.
Oh, Don Jr., sorry. What's Barracuda face up to?
Not Jr., Don Jay. Donald J. Trump, our president.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Our asshole in chief.
Yes.
Where is the story that I was looking for?
I mean, you know, really, it's insane what's going on. These Trump's America story, you know, it's like we don't have a president. See, when shitty fucking things would happen when Obama was president, he would come on television sometimes and he would make a statement and he would say that was wrong and here's why. We don't have that now.
No.
So, like, you know, we need like a George Soros to start like a secret army force of a secret Batman.
Well, there's some. There's that one guy
shit
who's doing all that advertising now. What's his name? That billionaire. I forget his name. Who's doing the impeach Trump?
Yeah, yeah.
Ad buys now where he's like, look, you got to vote blue and we got to impeach the fuck out of this guy and get him out because he's a danger to the world.
Yeah.
Not only our nation. And specifically certain groups within our nation, but to the entire world. The stability of the planet depends on getting rid of this guy.
I mean, if this was an X-Men movie, Dr. Professor X, number one, would be sitting there having a conversation with Wolverine and the guy would shoot shit out of his eyes. They'd be like, how are we going to deal with this? You know?
So today Trump announced yesterday announced the unbelievable pardons.
Yes.
Full pardons of two assholes.
What the fuck?
That their initial detention caused a larger group of assholes to stage the ridiculous sovereign citizen takeover of a bird refuge in Oregon.
Is this a weirder pardon than fucking Arpaio? I mean,
yeah, well, maybe. Fuck? But he announced that Dwight and Stephen Hammond would be receiving full pardons for arson on federal lands
for burning shit,
which is what encouraged Ammon and Ryan Bundy to instigate the takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
Fuck you, boy. Lovely.
But which is batshit. It's who the fuck knows? They were treated very unfairly. Trump's statement said something, blames Obama. It was a political.
Who the fuck gets pardoned for arson?
Well, and you know, they got mad and set fire to some land, and they knew that there were like agents on the land and stuff. They literally could have killed somebody.
They could have burned somebody, but they're getting pardoned.
It was a father and son duo whose imprisonment had sparked the takeover there. They were convicted in 2012 of two counts of committing arson on federal land. In his pardon, Trump noted that the jurors dropped most of the original charges against him anyway. And even though they found them guilty of arson.
Ooh. God damn, this is nuts.
He also said that their five years. For prison sentence was an overzealous prosecution by Obama administration officials. He called them devoted family men, respected contributors to their local communities.
They burnt their land. Let's be fair and balanced like Fox. How many arsonists did Obama pardon?
I don't know.
Look that up.
He
right
let
now.
Out a lot of... nonviolent drug offenders, though, which pissed off
Yes.
Because a lot of them were black.
We could either let go some nonviolent drug offenders or guys that burn shit.
But they're pillars of the community, Ryan, and they're white.
The community's they're burning things.
Dwight Hammond, 76, served 3 years of the 5-year sentence. His son, 49-year-old Stephen, has served 4. So I guess they'll be getting out.
Yay!
Or have gotten out already. A Republican strategist, John Weaver, is warning that this is a creepy sign. He tweeted, quote, "What a dangerous thing for this," in quotes, "president."
Yes.
He's not a fan.
Right.
This is a Republican.
Yeah, dude.
Republican strategist. I forget who he used to work for, but he used to run GOP campaigns. He tweeted, "What a dangerous thing for this president," air quotes, "to do, giving oxygen to ultra-right militia who don't respect the law or the Constitution and present a danger to the Republic. Bad things will flow from this." He's saying he's enabling.
Yeah, yeah. Those right wing nut jobs are going to be like, "Our president has our back. We can do some bullshit."
Specifically, who he might need.
Oh my God.
In the future.
Right.
If some impeachment comes a knocking or something.
Right.
He might need some brown shirts out there.
That is great. Wonderful. That's crazy. I can't believe he pardoned those people. I mean,
A civil rights attorney online also tweeted, I prosecuted some of these sovereign citizen militia folk. They are dangerous people. They threaten judges and police and would not submit to the jurisdiction of the courts. The president should be working against those who are avowed enemies of the Constitution.
So they threaten cops. They threaten judges, local law enforcement, and they get pardons.
They burn, they set fire to federal lands as a fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, he's pardoning some really fucked up. It's Joe Arpaio thing, you know.
So, you know, maybe a little tinfoil hat-ish, but kind of interesting that he is.
I mean, yesterday,
giving a nod to these sovereign citizen assholes.
There is. We shouldn't put anything past this lunatic. There's no reason to. He's crazy as fuck.
Right. Tweet us during the show anytime at Crab Diving.
Yes.
Or, all over social media. And if you want to help us out, buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark it.
That's
every
right.
Time you go and buy something, we get a little commissione.
Yeah, get all your sovereign citizen supplies at Amazon.
Doesn't
Good
cost
Christ.
Anything. God, I can't find the story now, but I saw where some, like, avowed gun nut, two gun nuts, like, killed each other or something?
Oh, and, Jesus.
I don't know. I got to find that story, but.
Right.
It was one of those, well, what a shocker.
Yes.
We will be back tomorrow. Don't forget also, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
It's Thursday, right? It'll be No. Today's Tuesday.
It'll be.
Right.
Let's do Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
So proud to live in the country right now.
A lot of Trump's America today. Yesterday, there was lots of fucked up shit about animals. That cobra and the fucking
oversized when animals get pissed,
goddamn
sure.
alligator and that fucking shark that apparently was just a big puppy dog.
This is Dateline in the sovereign state of Ohio.
Fuck you,
which
boy.
Which we know has problems because Jim Jordan is from Ohio.
Oh, right.
Diddler enabler.
Yeah, he just sits back. I don't want to get involved.
Or diddle ignorer.
I got a team doctor that's fucking jacking off all these players. It's okay.
Police are denying it. However, it doesn't make any sense otherwise. I guess there's a frou-frou neighborhood called Arlington, Upper Arlington. And a kid got a paper route.
Okay. Is
a
this
12-year-old
in D.C. area?
Ohio.
Oh, okay.
The child's mother posted on Facebook on Friday, quote, first day of paper route, and we were pulled over by the police.
Oh, shit.
Because the kid is not white.
Oh,
He's a brown kid.
He's delivering the motherfucking paper.
He's in, like white cargo shorts. He's wearing a Dare shirt. Dare.
He's in a fucking Dare shirt.
Which
that shows you how useless that program
which
is.
Which we said stood for drugs are really excellent, but I don't even know what it really stands for.
Yeah, I don't know.
So he's wearing a Dare shirt. Sad I can't even teach my son the value of working without someone whispering and looking at us out of the side of their eye, perhaps because we don't look like a person that belongs in their neighborhood.
Oh, God. We're so racist.
And the cops were cock faces, too.
Yeah.
Police officer pulls up and asks us questions as if we were intruding in their area. I'm totally disgusted and disturbed that this kind of behavior still exists.
I mean,
my apologies, Upper Arlington, for bringing my 12-year-old African-American son into your neighborhood to deliver the paper for him to make a few dollars on the side. No harm intended.
Yeah. The guy's got a paper route. But the parents drive him around in their car. He throws the papers from the car. He didn't do it on his bike
anymore. I guess it was his first day. She took him out.
Yeah, of course.
He's got a bag with papers in it. He's
you
want to
look out for your kid? The cops are going to harass him. That's so...
Police are denying it's racial.
Okay.
It wasn't racial at all.
What did they think he was doing? Somebody's throwing papers from a car.
And you should see the picture. I mean... He's got papers. He's got a big bag. He's wearing a Dare shirt.
He looks like he's on a fucking
shorts.
Paper route.
He's not wearing colors. He doesn't have an MS-13 tattoo on
Jesus
his forehead.
Christ. Trump's America, right?
One commenter said, these rich towns create crazy policies to try to keep people out. Pretty much if you're not rich, stay out.
That's true, man. I remember in California, somewhere in Orange County, was a really nice neighborhood, and I was there with some friends. We were picking somebody up that was doing a show or something, and we're just waiting in the car for our friend to come out. And this lady, this busybody, walks up with her cell phone and is like, "Who are you? What are you doing here?" I said, "Wait for our friend to come out of the house. Who are you waiting on?"
On the public street, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, "So-and-so, who are you?" She goes, "Okay." And she stood over there and watched.
You were white. Good
oh,
thing.
Oh, God. I know. Imagine.
Weren't you? You went up to Solvang with a black comic that we both know.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he was... The police pulled over. He was just walking down the street.
Oh, yeah. They talked to him.
Yeah.
God, I remember that. Shit. Dude.
Walking while black.
Right. It's 2018. Is there nothing... We just can't get past this, can we? This kid's on a fucking paper route. I mean, honestly.
We're kind of slipping backwards right now.
I mean, what kind of cop are you? Your deductive skills. You can't look at a guy with a bag of papers. I assume he's throwing papers in yards. Wouldn't you? What do you think he's doing if it's not a paper route? He's casing, not delivering paper.
He's casing the joint, seeing who's home and who's
wow.
not.
That's quite a cover.
Sure that's their view.
What a heist. He's undercover as a newspaper delivery person. Amazing.
This is now out of what state is this?
Fuck you. You ever wonder
Dallas, Texas?
You ever wonder what those cops are doing? They're focusing on some kid delivering papers. What they could be doing instead? Do you ever think about that?
A Dallas Cowboy NFL player,
yes,
has been arrested, charged with one count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
No shit.
But if his account is true, none of us will be surprised that he's the one who got arrested. Cowboys cornerback Marquez White was driving home in suburban Dallas when he says a white man got enraged and started screaming racial slurs at him. The angry driver followed him home.
Shit.
And appeared to be reaching for a weapon.
Oh,
he
God.
Flashed his legally owned gun in response.
Right.
Flashed it.
Right.
On the day I was involved in road rage incidents in which my life was threatened, resulted in me having to draw my weapon. I was getting off of Highway 121, blah, blah, blah. I met an aggressive driver. I was trying to get over to avoid running into the wall where the lanes merge. But then he increased speed, forcing me to make a decision to either run into the wall or cut him off.
And this guy followed him home?
He proceeded to ride very closely and aggressively on my tail. I hit the brakes to get him off me and then could see him becoming very angry in my rearview mirror. He sped up again. I hit my brakes again. After this time, he pulled over to my driver's side, still driving, and proceeded to yell racial slurs such as the N-word, threatening to kill me.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, he was reaching toward his glove box. That's when I flashed my weapon.
Yeah.
He hit the brakes, got behind me, and then followed me to my house.
Ah. Dude, what's with this fucking road rage people have? I mean, come on.
Upon arriving at my house, I exited my car, went into the home, and sat. He sat outside, contacted authorities.
Yeah.
He feels he handled the situation correctly. We're very proud of the way he handled the situation. One of his teammates said, or one of the team people said, he defused potentially dangerous encounter, did everything by the book. He notified the team and his agent. The police have done a disservice to him by doing an inadequate investigation and filing charges against him with no proof or justification.
So now this guy has to defend himself against these stupid fucking charges.
But guess who is not running to his support? You would normally expect. The NRA.
Oh, wow.
Because he's B-L-A-C-K.
Come on, guys. You can't defend this guy. Are you too busy sucking off the fucking Russians and laundering their goddamn money to defend this dude?
So there you go. More of Trump's America.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know that waving a gun is a great idea, a great way to defuse the situation.
Well, he thought dude was reaching for his gun and his... Which he might have been.
Right. That's true. That's true. There's too many fucking guns, man.
And he calls the police.
Right.
Road rage and white guy.
These people with this road rage, man, people need to calm the fuck down. Smoke some weed. Not while you're driving.
Not while you're driving.
Well, you know.
Is this Pat Robertson?
No, we haven't heard from that Skeksis in a long time.
He said, you know, I just have the video. I forget exactly what he says. Here we go. This is Pat Robertson.
Ooh.
From the 700 Club saying something horrific.
Without a lot of opposition from people like me, the Senate confirmed Judge Souter, went on the Supreme Court.
So he's complaining about Souter.
Yeah.
Who at the time was supposed to be, they hate him. The right hate him because he judged fairly.
Right. He was supposed to be their shill,
instead of being a conservative shill. That would rip the rights away from everybody except white straight Christians.
Right.
He turned out to be someone who may have actually followed the Constitution sometimes.
Yes.
So they hate him. So here's Pat Robertson taking a big steaming shit on Souter.
And he'll be great. Okay. So without a lot of opposition from people like me, the Senate confirmed Judge Souter, went on the Supreme Court. Where he became an absolute disaster. He was to the left of everyone. He was always on the side of the left. And I don't know what his, he was a confirmed bachelor, and I won't go beyond that. But
I don't know.
Oh,
he was
God.
A confirmed bachelor. I won't go beyond that.
Pat Robertson is hinting that this guy's gay.
He's hinting the former Justice Souter. Is gay.
So what's your point, Pat?
Well, I think he made it.
Right. Jeez.
Marvelous jurist, and he'll be great. Okay. So without a lot of opposition from people like me, the Senate confirmed Judge Souter, went on the Supreme Court, where he became an absolute disaster. He was to the left of everyone. He was always on the side of the left. And I don't know what his, he was a confirmed bachelor, and I won't go beyond that, but there were some latent problems with him. But he was...
Latent problems with him.
Listen to him. He sounds like he...
He's 1,000 years old and lives off the spinal fluid of infants.
Latent problems with him.
Yeah. There are latent problems with him.
Are you? Can
and
you
Terry's,
say
Terry's just sitting there? Nodding. Yeah. Ooh,
you're allowed to say that, Pat, without any proof. Or what is your point?
I don't know.
He's gay. He can't be expected to do the right thing.
He was really a horrible judge, and I don't know whether he retired or died or what happened to him. But he's no longer on the bench. Now that's what happens when you get a guy just because of his. You can get more votes to get him confirmed. You have to deal with their judicial record. What have they said? What have they written? What have they said in their opinions, in their dissents? What cases have they dealt with?
I get it. I get it. So listen, don't vote for a guy that might be reasonable on some fucking level. Don't be afraid. We need to nominate religious Krakens to the bench. That's what he means.
Yeah.
He's like, Just because people might want to confirm him doesn't mean you want to vote. You want to nominate him. Make sure he's shitty enough.
One of the headlines says, Pat Robertson says, just as David Souter was awful, maybe because he was secretly gay.
Hey, Pat Robertson, you know, relax. I fucking guarantee you this anybody Trump nominates is going to be conservative. And it's not going to backtrack. You know Trump is you know, up these guys' ass, right? You better vote the right way on certain shit.
And he didn't want to think about it. He didn't give a shit. He found out that this guy, Kavanaugh, wrote that the president shouldn't be prosecuted. And he's like, that's my guy.
Right. You're right. That's the important thing,
yep.
Guys.
That's my guy. Oh, I see that story about the Alagarovs we were talking about.
Oh, what the fuck is that? We were just talking about
offline
crab diving, offline motherfucking conversation.
Alagarovs.
The
Russian pop singer.
Dude, how bizarre is that?
Who's buddies with Don Jr. It's Vice News.
Yes.
Video that's supposed to air tonight. Eamon Agalarov, the Russian pop star, real estate mogul at the center of much of the rumors swirling around Donald Trump's past visits to Russia.
How bizarre.
Talks about allegations that he was an agent of Russian collusion.
Yes.
No collusion.
He says he has no knowledge that any sex workers were sent to Trump's hotel room.
Yes.
When he visited in 2013.
You see where he said, like, Trump traveled with all these hot chicks from Miss Universe, and he would be like, how am I going to compete with that?
He said it's crazy that he's been accused of influencing the election. But he did admit that he was involved in helping set up that meeting.
Right.
With Natalia Veselnitskaya
at Trump Tower, right?
At Trump Tower, the I love it meeting.
And didn't he also say that he's friends with Trump and he could see Trump's rise in popularity might be a way for him to crack the American music scene?
I hope I can make music in America.
God, this scandal, this Russia shit is the most bizarre fucking thing ever. It's very weird. Instead of stupid Watergate, you should call it bizarre fucking Watergate. Right. It's bizarre, dude. This guy's involved in it. Some pop star from Russia named Eamon. Ordering hookers.
This is a new one. Crazy old racist man in Kentucky attacks his neighbor with a weed whacker.
Oh, God. A weed whacker. What kind? Gasoline powered or like electric?
An older Kentucky man has been the subject of dozens of 9/11 calls. Has most recently been the perpetrator of an alleged weed whacker attack on his neighbor that he has a history of disputes with.
Oh, great. So he's a conspiracy theory dude. He sits around, listens to Alex Jones, and he went after his neighbor with a fucking weed whacker.
Holy shit. It's his white neighbor that he must have a history of racism or something. But
is it Rand Paul?
He got the guy in the shoulder, and his shoulder is ripped to fuck. They've got a picture of it, and you can see the individual... where each individual piece of weed whacker cord shredded his skin.
We got a weed whacker. Imagine picking that weed whacker up and going like this. You know, like your neighbor? That's fucking nuts.
Neighbor Thomas McMullen, according to Louisville's WDRB, says it looks like he fought with an animal and lost after his neighbor, 67-year-old Larry Haynes, took a weed whacker to his shoulder.
67 years old. The guy picks up a weed whacker and goes after his fucking neighbor. Are you shitting me?
Over the last 4 years, their increasing property line disputes
have
resulted in 40 phone calls to local police, though the report noted that Haynes is the subject of at least 19 other calls from other unrelated incidents from other neighbors.
So is the neighbor that got his shoulder fucked up by this loon still living next door?
The 36-year-old father recorded cell phone video of Haynes attacking him, which he believed was related to debris left from fireworks. Haynes pauses, looks up, and breathes the weed whacker blade up towards the camera. You can hear the contact and see the camera shake as the lawn trimming device is hoisted towards the top of the vents. Call the police. He just attacked me with a fucking weed eater, the guy said.
What the fuck?
Oh, my. Independence Day appears to be something of a trigger point. On Independence Day in 2016, he caught his aging neighbor on video shouting, "Your wife sucks N-word dicks,"
That's not funny.
While taunting partygoers trying to get them to cross over on his property. He pulled a gun over trash in his yard for fireworks with 8 kids in my yard.
So this guy's having people over, and his nutball neighbor is yelling at him, saying his wife sucks off a bunch, you know.
You suck and we're dicks. Come on over here. Come on my property. Come on over here. I dare you.
This is nuts. This is the worst neighbor I've ever heard of.
He said he got it all in video, and the police did nothing. It was dismissed. There you go. So
holy fucking shit, dude. I don't know. You got to get a new that neighbor. You got to get a new neighbor. I mean, you can't have you got people over. The guy's yelling shit. He pulls a yard.
This guy's shoulder is fucked up. It looks like some big giant cats just rake their claws over his shoulder.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
All these multiple weed whacks.
Multiple.
Good God. So there you go. A little, hot off the presses.
Who the fuck escalates an argument like that? You've got trash on my yard. And now he's shaving his shoulder off with a fucking weed whack. I don't even understand how people are that fucking nuts.
Lots of craziness in Trump's America.
I mean, goddamn. I get along with our neighbor. I can't imagine our neighbor doing that. Did you see that weird little gadget she was cutting the grass with, by the way? Our neighbor.
Wasn't it a weed whacker of some sort?
Or? Yeah, it was very strange, though. Very odd. I hope she doesn't come after me with that. I think that would hurt. What the fuck?
There's a story over to the BuzzFeed.
Fuck you.
About the new communications dude, Bill Shine.
Yes.
Over at the White House.
The dirtbag from Fox.
Fox News poobah, who was let go for Jim Jordaning the fact that Ailes used to fucking sexually harass people.
Yeah, yeah, he facilitated it, right?
Ignored it.
Has Fox News, have they moved to the White House yet?
Not yet. Well, the story at BuzzFeed says that it's not really good news for him because Bill Shine hates Fox because he's mad that they fired him and didn't stand by him.
Oh, shit. So he's going to shut Fox News out from the White House.
But another interesting aspect of the story is that Hannity, who is one of the Shine's, he was the guy that talked Trump into hiring Shine, probably.
So they're buddies.
Is that the new Fox News poobahs and execs over there? They're not real thrilled with Hannity,
right?
They think he's off the rails and gone batshit.
Is he pulling a Glenn Beck?
And according to BuzzFeed, Fox executives increasingly believe Hannity is going rogue.
Oh shit!
By putting his loyalty to Trump over telling his viewers anything even remotely resembling factual information.
Damn. So he's getting too nuts for Fox. This is what happened with Glenn Beck.
But he's their number one guy.
So then what are they?
They'll never say anything.
But dude, didn't Hannity have problems with Fox about the Seth Rich shit?
Yeah. And they kind of said ixnay on the etsay itray.
Wow, that is great pig Latin. And then Kate?
And then they buried the apology.
Right.
In some afternoon show, we would like to apologize for the story that we put forward. From the news.
I'm sorry. I suggest there's some fucked up murder surrounding this guy's death, and his parents are sick of hearing about it. What a bunch of dirtbags.
Hannity's level of, I'm reading from BuzzFeed, Hannity's level of freelancing has irked some of the top Fox News at Fox News and its parent company, including Murdoch's sons, James and Lachlan.
Yeah, Lachlan.
Increasingly feel like Hannity has gone rogue.
Oh, fuck you, James and Lachlan, you rich fucks.
Hannity and Trump reportedly speak almost nightly, and Fox leadership harbors suspicions that their top host is spending some time bad-mouthing his own network to the president. You know he did. I can't believe, you know that Hillary killed Seth Rich, Mr. President.
Oh,
and I can't believe
God.
They made me stop.
Hey, dirtbags over at Fox News. But you guys hire dirtbags. You had Bill O'Reilly for years. He's a dirtbag. Glenn Beck was a dirtbag. Your whole thing is you work with dirtbags.
Hannity has maintained his leverage with Fox in part through his singular importance to the network's conservative audience and by continuing to bring in huge ratings. They'd never dare to rein him in, says one Fox News source.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why let this story come out that Lachlan's upset? Who gives a shit?
Hannity, according to a person familiar with his thinking, how scary is that?
Right.
Likes Fox News, but thinks its leadership has no backbone.
Fox News's leadership has no backbone.
He's also chafed at the growing clout of news side anchor Shep Smith, with whom he has traded barbs publicly. Remember, they had some, they tweeted at each other.
I mean, dude,
I think it was over that Seth Rich thing.
Because, like, Hannity's getting too crazy for these other news anchors, right?
Right. And going against stories that they're reporting.
Yeah. And not even being, it's not like he's biased. He's not factual.
Right?
So, like.
And then he says, I'm commentary. I'm not news.
But why doesn't Fox News?
And then they say, you're lying.
Yeah.
And he says, no, I'm not. I'm putting forth facts. I'm a newsman.
Yeah. Well, it's weird to me that Fox would give a fuck. Like, why do they care? Hannity's getting a shit ton of ratings, you know?
So even Fox News thinks that Hannity is kind of going batshit.
Right.
But they ain't going to do fuck all about it.
I wonder why they're even worried about it. Did they think that a conservative cable news network like is going to turn into a dinosaur and nobody's going to want it anymore?
Well, it's
happening. Are they on the way out because their listeners are just fucking
dying of old age? Yeah.
Nobody's there to buy Miracle Ear.
Hannity's I'm not fucking around. Hannity's average age is like 69 of his career.
Shit.
And Fox in general is in the 70s, and only, I think they said 72. Remember we did the story? It was 72 only because they don't measure higher.
Right. That's funny.
Like they don't go past 72.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe they should.
I think we got to go.
Oh, fuck.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And then we're always on iTunes, Stitcher, yes, your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a gobbler. Have a great evening, everybody. We're going to be back with more stuff tomorrow, I'm sure. More drama.
Yay. Fuck Trump.
As Trump lands over across the pond.
Hello.
And gets a hopefully unwarm welcome. Have a great evening, everybody.
Squeal. Squeal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.